Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 87.
And thank you for joining me today on Table Talk. And so if you would, please subscribe. And then besides that, talk to a neighbor, talk to a friend, invite them to tune in and be a part of it as well. They will be blessed, inspired by the Word of God. And that's what we have for you today. More of the Word from the Word. And so we're continuing a talk on the same theme of not letting ourselves be deceived, of holding on to the things that are good, and not letting go of the things that we need desperately in our life, being the Word of God. And so we started yesterday talking about, or the last time, talking about 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, that God has not given to us a spirit of fear. Spirits can be cast out in Jesus' name, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And that's what we have the potential of having as believers. And then the Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 41, the book of Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. The word begins by saying, "Fear thou not." I don't have to be afraid. No. In spite of what they're saying on the news? No. In spite of the disasters that are going on in our world? And let me add this right now. It's not that we ignore our world. It's not that we ignore tragedy around the world, because that's what, as believers, that's what we respond to. Besides having a church here in South Bend, we also have the International Ministry of Feeding the Nations, FTN, Feeding the Nations. And because of tragedy and things that are going bad in many places around the world, we're then able to send food, and we're able to send blessing to ministries on the ground in different parts of our globe. Now, if we truly believe that we just need to stick our head in the sand and not hear bad news, then people that are desperate would not be receiving help. And so, yes, we hear of the bad going on, and also to the disadvantage that is going on in our world, but then we can respond in a positive manner and not get depressed and upset and all out of joint ourselves. No, alienate ourselves from God and from believers and from church and from Bible study and from prayer and from praise and worship and just doing and being the right thing. You can't do that. Remember the first church. Remember Paul. Remember the catacombs. Remember the persecution. They were the church. They were the church. Did they have a big building to go into? Not really, but they met in everybody's homes. And even on the day of Pentecost, the Bible tells us that thousands came to know the Lord the first day, and they met from house to house and on Solomon's porch. Solomon's porch was a huge outdoor area, and they could meet and greet and talk and share and praise. But also all during the week, they met from H to H, from house to house, sharing the goodness of God, praying one for another, sharing the Word of God. And that's what we need to do as well in this generation. Well, we're not as bad off as those folks 2,000 years ago. Really? Depending what part of the world we're talking about. Because there are many parts of the world that need help from brothers and sisters in Christ who have their periscope up, taking a look around, seeing what's taking place, and then bringing the help that the Lord wants us to bring. And so that scripture in Isaiah 41 and verse 10 tells us, "Fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God." You know what? I've said this in church many times, but I'm going to say it again, which is this. Sometimes you have to talk to the man in the mirror. And you know what I'm talking about. You're talking to yourself. And either you're giving yourself a pep talk. You know, the Bible tells us that David encouraged himself in the Lord. And maybe that's what you need to do. But not only just encouragement all the time, but maybe you need to address some issues that you have with you. I know a lot of people are free to give their opinion about other people and their issues. But when you talk to the man in the mirror, you're talking about you and your issues and the corrections then that you should take. So a lot of times we need to talk to that man in the mirror. I said, don't be dismayed. Don't fall into the trap. You can listen, take decisive action, but don't make it your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And some people are clinging to bad news just like it's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Don't do that, because that'll harm you, not help you. The scripture goes ahead and tells us this: I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Then it says, I will uphold you by the right hand of my righteousness. You know, sometimes people think they are made for debate. That's why I'm here. I'm here to debate. No, for God so debated the whole world. Now, you know the word. Is that for God so loved the whole world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Wow. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but through Jesus, through salvation, through the blood sacrifice, the world then would be saved. And we're not talking about trees and giraffes. We're talking about you. And that's the good news that we need to share. In the worst of times, when the lockdown is, it's almost too much to bear, emotionally, spiritually, every other way. And for your cloister with the same people day in and day out, what do you do? Look down? No, you better look up. You better look up and say, Lord, you are my strength. You are my helper. You are undergirding me with your righteousness, with your love, and with your power. I will get through this thing in Jesus' mighty name. That's the day and age in which we live. That's the day and age in which we live today and tomorrow. Thanks for being with me today on Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.